But wait, what about my current jobs? Or what to do if I don't pass successfully my trial period? I can't just leave my current jobs and do leap of faith, because in that case my family is not protected. And I came up with a very ambitious plan.
You are listening to the Sensibly Happy Podcast. Discover logical and pragmatic ways to find yourself and to be yourself. How to build healthy relationships and not feel obliged to society. How to upgrade your mental and emotional intelligence and reach goals with less efforts. Get inspiration from real stories to stop looking around for blessings, but live your own happy life. Welcome your host, Maxim.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm so excited to write this new episode for you, because in previous episode, I promised you that we will speak about the ways how we can change our current job. I was thinking about different ways how can I share with you my ideas that I believe into, that we have a lot of different opportunities to change our life, to change our jobs, and how we can do that. But I realized that there are enormous combination of different life situations and obstacles that if I describe some approach which fit all cases, most likely it would be too abstract to be implemented in real life. That's why I've decided to go in a little bit different way, to tell you one big story. And that idea came to me because of my habit to listen different podcasts. Several days ago, I was listening to an amazing podcast, which is called Business Lunch. And I think in every second episode there, a guest of the podcast is telling his own story. And this is such an amazing opportunity to listen to all those stories. Because every time I get to know how someone came to the success, came to the situation where he or she can feel happy because of doing things that person really likes, I'm getting so inspired because I understand, based on those examples, that almost everything can be changed in our life. There are funny stories, sad stories, which led those people to success. But all those stories are similar in one thing. They show unusual ways how someone can change his own life. And then I thought to myself, I have similar stories from my past which I can share with others. And that's why this episode is about a long but interesting story. And I hope that my experience from that story, as well as conclusions, will help you at some point and will inspire and encourage you to change something. I was 26. That was already 3 years after I graduated. I had a family, my wife and my daughter, no car, no own property. My wife was household and was sitting with our daughter, so I was the only person who should provide money. We rented old and not renovated apartment from friends of our family. I was working on two jobs, one of which was administrator of computer network, and second job was furniture renovation. I was working hard. My working day started at 9 a.m. and finished at 10 p.m. and plus 1.5 hours in public transport. In most of cases, I was working at Saturdays as well. So almost no private life, no communication with my family. And what was most frustrating is that I didn't earn enough money to feed my family. So my wife played some kind of game, how to do something tasty with no proper ingredients. At that time, I wasn't a good husband, shame on me. That means that I didn't have proper relationships, I didn't have proper job, and I didn't know what to expect from the life. Of course, I had some friends, I had some hobbies, but it didn't help me too much. In general words, I was lost. None of my current job provided me some good perspectives, because as a network administrator, I worked only 2 hours a day with no plans to extend it. And in furniture restoration company, the principle was very simple. The more you do, the more you get paid. That's why I worked so much, but salary still wasn't good enough. Why did I came to that situation? The answer is really simple. After I finished university and tried to apply on several job positions based on my education, I've got rejections from all of those. So my conclusion was that I wasn't good enough to be a programmer, because at the same time, my former classmates already had some good jobs. And it looked that in comparison to them, I'm nothing. So I didn't even try to return to IT, because every new rejection for me would have been a pain. I was lost. I knew that I can do my restoration tasks properly, but market wasn't big enough to provide proper salaries. I would start thinking that I should change something, but what? No idea. And on that time, my wife several times told me that idea that I should change my work to more intellectual one, and probably there I can make more money. But how to find that job? Whom can I be? I have an education, but I can't work in that direction. I have an experience in furniture restoration, but there is no enough demand for that. Some kind of dead end. Furniture restoration was a creative job, and environment was artistic as well. So we often had different visitors in our workshop, and we have different conversations with them. And once my brother came to me, and we started speaking on different topics. I can't recall right now what they were about. But suddenly his phone started ringing, so he answered on that call, and he had conversation for several minutes that someone is looking for marketer. After he finished this call, I asked him, who is a marketer? He called back to the person and gave me the phone to let me directly speak about the topic. That was a girl I knew already, so I asked her, who is the marketer and what are his responsibilities in general? And her answer brought me a good idea that marketing is something similar which I really liked to explore when I was at school. I was exploring different strategies and ideas how people were selling their products. And after speaking with that girl by phone, I understood that marketing is something bigger than just a strategy of selling a product. So I thought to myself, it's a good idea to become a marketer. Okay, where should I start? Where can I get the information about that? How can I study that? A lot of different questions started drilling my head, and I was feeling that this is something that can change my future. I should be a marketer. I don't know how to reach that goal, and I don't know what company would be ready to take me with no experience. But this is my goal. This is my ticket to a better life. I was so excited about the idea that I can change it, that I can jump out of that rat race. And maybe someday my salary would be close to my classmates' salaries who already worked in IT. I shared that idea with my wife, with my brother, with several other people, and with one close relative. I explained my plan that I want to study by myself and then to apply on some marketing position. So in most cases, answer was like, okay, let's try, maybe something will change for better. But from that relative, I received different answer. You know what? Without education, without experience, and without friends in one of those companies, you will not be able to obtain marketer job. To be honest, I am not a very competitive person and not some kind of hothead, but those words affected me too much. No, not this time. I am not going to give up. This is my chance and I will use it. I see where I want to be and I know that I am ready to invest a huge amount of efforts. I will show you, without education, without friends and without experience. Watch me. That was my mindset, but to achieve something, you should put enough efforts to an appropriate direction. But what direction? How to comprehend completely new profession for you if you know nothing about that? And that was a tough call for me. Right now, I know that the best way to start exploring new profession is to find several people who is already occupied in that sphere and start asking questions. But at that moment, I wasn't experienced as I am right now, so I've decided to use internet. Actually, I found one person who studied marketing at that moment as a part of his economical education. So I borrowed his notebook on the subject to understand what is being studied in the college. But my main source of information was internet at that time. I read several articles, some examples of marketing implementation, and I've decided to structure that information, and I split all the information about marketing into four disciplines. Right now I can't remember what were three of those, but fourth one was a collection of examples how different companies created and implemented marketing strategies, why they made such decisions, and what it gave them in result. So I had for myself four different disciplines where I decided to evolve, and they were about marketing. But if you remember, at that period of my life, I had no time to study all those things. So my initial goal was to find that time, and I've decided to sleep less. I got up at 6 o'clock every morning, and 2 hours I dedicated for self-education. Every day, including weekends, because I didn't want to lose a momentum. I also decided that I should remove alcohol, like beer, from my life, because even one bottle of beer took 2 or more hours of my highly productive life, and I just wasted that time. My determination was strong, and for 2 or more months, I studied with no holidays. Then I decided to myself, right now I'm good enough to start trying to apply for some opportunities. I prepared CV with honest information about myself, that I has no experience, but my motivation is really high. I found several opportunities in internet and emailed them my CV. Right now I know that I was really bad in that. The best way to sell yourself into some company is to come directly to that company and to speak with people, or at least to call to that company and find the person who is responsible for hiring new people into a department. And then you should try to sell yourself, because visually you have much more possibilities to persuade the decision maker that you are highly motivated. And this is true. You can show it by how you speak, with your emotions. But my strategy at that moment was different, so I just sent some emails and waited for the answers. And during next month I've got no answers, and I was still studying and hoping for better. And suddenly my younger brother called me and told me that there is a position in the bank for a marketer, and the information about that position I can find in one of local newspapers. I bought the newspaper with the adverb about marketer position, which my brother had advised me, found that advert and called the phone number which is mentioned there. I spoke to a head of marketing department, got email address, and sent my CV to that person. And in 2 days I was invited to the interview. It was scheduled for 10 a.m., but because of traffic jams I was being late on that interview. So I called to the bank and notified that I will be late for 15 minutes. Please do this all the time, especially when you know that the person who you are going to speak with is decision maker. It sometimes happens that people are being late, but only responsible people will notify upfront about the problem. I came to the interview, I got acquainted with head of marketing department, and started being questioned about different marketing topics from bank sphere. One of the questions was, what do you think is the best way to persuade older people to make deposits in our bank? What marketing channel will you use? And questions similar to that. For some of those questions, I had answers, and the others' questions was really new for me, so I was just guessing the answers. Interview was finished, I returned to my job, and I was rethinking all those questions and my answers. So in the evening, I sat at the computer to prepare proper answers on those questions from the interview. My idea was following, that even if my answers on interview weren't good enough, I can spend small amount of time and find proper one. So I did that, and I wrote big letter with new answers. For me it was some kind of second chance to pass that interview. I sent that email and received answer something like, thank you, we will take your answers into consideration. As you understand, that was really good strategy. Doesn't matter if it worked in my situation or not, because in most of cases you really have that second chance to fix the situation. You can do something extra and to show that even if you are not good in having all the answers, but you are really good in search of information and that you are persistent enough. Returning to my story, I didn't receive any answer for several weeks, but approximately in a month, I've got a call from the bank that I'm invited to speak with the chairman of the board. It was really awkward for me. I'm such a small person with no experience and to speak with head of the bank. Anyway, I had nothing to lose and I went to that important interview. There were several other candidates for that position as well and I was in a competitive environment. My turn had come and I entered into that spacious office. That lady, chairman of the board, started asking me different high-level questions. And final question for me was, do you realize that you are applying on an important position in our bank, but you have no experience at all? How do you think I can approve you for the job? I understand that I have no experience and no education, but I am a hard worker and quick learner. Do you understand that we should pay for your working place, for the electricity, for stationery, for computer, while you will be studying? Yes, I understand that, but you are investing in the person which will give you much more than the average marketer. Okay, thank you. We'll think about that. Goodbye. That was the end of the interview. So I returned back again to my main job. I was continuing to learn something new about marketing and waiting for the answer. In a month, I've got a new call from the bank and they told me that I am accepted on a trial period. On the time, I already passed several stages. First stage was decision-making, in what sphere I want to work. Second stage was a preparation to be successfully interviewed. I would call that period as a homework. Third stage, when I started applying on different job opportunities. And of course, stage with interviews. And now, the most important one, to show the employer that I am capable of doing my marketing duties. But wait, what about my current jobs? Or what to do if I don't pass successfully my trial period? I can't just leave my current jobs and do leap of faith, because in that case my family is not protected. And I came up with a very ambitious plan. The idea was really simple, to take a vacation on two jobs and work really hard to pass that probation period. But nobody is willing to give me 3 months of vacation. So I called the HR department of that bank and asked it for the conditions of trial period. And their answer was, you should work for 3 months and you will have such a salary. But I can't work for 3 months, I have only several weeks. No, you cannot do like that. 3 months and no exclusions for you. Okay, I see. Then I decided to call the head of marketing department. And my message was that I have 2 weeks during which I will show that I'm an excellent candidate and I'm capable of doing all the duties. If I don't prove it, they don't need to spend extra time with the wrong candidate. And suddenly, she agreed. There was another obstacle for me. Salary for probation period was 1/4 of what I had at that moment. It was absurdly small, but I had no other choice than to generate somehow more money for those 2 weeks of trial period to have enough finances to feed my family during that trial period. And I've started working twice harder, restoring more furniture because I had only 1 week before my probation period. There were several days when I worked till 3 a.m. to finish those restoration projects. And I managed that. I've collected enough money to start working in a bank with no sufficient salary. But it wasn't the finish of my preparation, because I didn't have proper clothes. I had a suit from my wedding, but it was March if I'm not wrong, and the weather was cold. I needed some classical outerwear, because mine was sport style and old. And I borrowed a coat from one of my co-workers. It had torn lining and I sewed it up before wearing. All was set up. Trial period time was arranged. Money gap was covered. Outfit was ready. And the way to retreat was prepared. After that I knew that messages like I don't have opportunities, I don't have proper conditions, and that factors doesn't play on my side, those are just excuses. We are lying to ourselves while saying those things. There are sometimes really specific and complicated cases, but I don't think that there are more than 10% of it, and most likely you don't fall in that problematic segment. And that's it. I was ready for my first day of probation period as a marketer. It was my chance. I got to my working place, I received tasks for a day and for next 2 weeks, and I was determined to show my best. In general, those were my tasks. First of all, to collect daily information about our competitor banks, what are their deposit and loan conditions for different periods of time, like 3 months, 6 months, year, and so on. Also, there was a need to collect information about all the departments in bank, to update the official website, and a lot of other smaller tasks to do. There was a funny story with calling to our competitors. So I played a role of a client of their bank and started asking, what if I want to put money in your bank for 3 months? Okay, and then for 6 months. Okay, and then for 1 year. And I had around 10 banks in my list, and I was forced to call them every day. So probably on the third day, while doing that, girl who started answering on my question asked me, are you calling from the bank? Oh yeah, I'm calling from the bank. Couldn't you just tell that you are from the bank, not to waste my time? I will give you all the information needed, you will give yours, and we will continue doing other tasks. That's a good idea. Okay, I'm from bank, could you please give me all the deposit and loan conditions? Yeah, sure, here they are. That's how, by accident, I brought that new approach for the bank to collect the information about competitors. My manager was surprised. Can we do like that? I didn't know that. I thought we should pretend to be someone else. While working for 2 weeks, I explored a lot of different interesting facts about the bank, about finances. I saw that there is no strategy in public relations in the bank. I understood how bank makes money, and while collecting information to update official website of the bank, I got to know the whole structure of the bank. I was able to speak with head of VIP clients department, so opportunities were huge. But what about my family at that time? Even if I didn't work for 12 hours like I did before, I was so exhausted with no having energy to cook or to speak with my wife that I was even more distant from my family in comparison to the time when I was working on 2 jobs even on Saturdays. Many years later, my wife confessed to me that she thought I was cheating her. Of course, that wasn't true, and the only reason was that I really wanted to have that job. I really wanted to prove that I can change my life, and I was trying really hard. 2 weeks later, according to my agreement with the bank, my probation was almost finished. So I had a conversation with my manager about my future. She asked me, do I like my job, what I want to do in a bank, and explained me what she is expecting from me to do. And then she asked me about salary. I told her my expectations, but here is the thing. While passing that trial period, I found in the bank 2 persons I knew before the bank, and while telling them what I'm doing right now, I told them about my expectations of salary as well. And each of them independently told me that I shouldn't expect big salary in bank because nobody have here big salaries. But my goal was clear. I will make money here in this bank, or I will get experience here for small salary and then will change current job for more payable by having the experience in the bank. So when my manager during conversation asked me what salary I want, I gave her number. Small enough for bank to accept that, but big enough for me to leave current jobs. She asked me, what if your condition would be rejected? And so my answer was simple. I can't afford that position then, because I wouldn't have enough money to buy a new clothes. The next day, last day of my probation period, my manager told me that my candidacy is approved. Could you believe that? What a relief! 4 months of preparation, 2 weeks of hard working, all those complications on my way. I was so exhausted that I didn't have enough energy to celebrate or even to feel full of the moment. 4.5 months and I'm in a completely new sphere. I was a restorer and right now I'm an marketer. With no education, with no previous experience, with no friends decision makers. Just a determination, persistence, hard working and wise decisions. This is what leads you to a success of changing a job or profession. Actually, that applicable to any sphere of our life. Take the responsibility, make the plan, do the work and be happy. My main success wasn't the fact that I've became a marketer. My main success was the ticket to a new life because I understood that I can choose almost any profession and to work there. Please don't get me wrong. I don't encourage you to choose a profession. You should explore yourself and to understand what you can bring to society and to yourself to be useful and meaningful. And we will speak about that in further episodes. This episode is longer than I expected, but I didn't want to miss important details of that story, and I really hope that it would inspire you somehow. Do you have similar experience? If so, could you please share it with others? Please, do good. Write your own inspiring story. You can do it on a website, sensiblyhappy.com, under this 006 episode, or you can do it on a Facebook page by finding a post with this episode. If you feel that some of your friends or your relative needs that kind of inspiration, share with them Sensibly Happy Podcast and this episode. It doesn't cost you any money and you can help someone with almost no efforts. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate that you listened till the end of this episode. Every Tuesday, I'm releasing new episode. A lot of interesting ideas, thoughts and experience awaits in queue to reach you. So stay tuned!
Inspired, experiment and share results. Return next week.